Right now, ladies and gentlemen, we must meet the man that is bringing us springtime later on today. Sometime in between 5 and 6 o'clock this afternoon. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Springtime, Pat Pagano. Good morning, Pat.
And good morning. 5:58 to be exact. Did you get a chance to see that beautiful full moon?
Only for a few seconds, but I didn't want to miss it. So I did. I did go out and look at it. Absolutely.
Good. Beautiful. Absolutely
it was,
beautiful. Yeah,
staggering. It's a type of moon that if you try to take a picture of it, it never does it justice.
No, you're absolutely
you
right.
You have to actually see it. That's why I went out to see it.
You may be able to see it again tonight early. It is totally full at about 9:45 before the clouds increase. Because today will be a sunny day, low 50s. Tonight, partly cloudy, mid-30s. Tomorrow, cloudy with showers, low 50s. Rain tomorrow night. Rain, lovely.
Mudville.
Yep. Friday, cloudy with rain. Snow showers are possible later in the day. I don't think there'll be any accumulation. We'll be in the 40s, and it will be blustery with sun and clouds and maybe a passing flurry Saturday early. Highs, low 40s. Sunday will be sunny, not as windy, and the highs will get to 60. So Sunday will definitely be the out of the two weekend days, Sunday will be the best.
Sunday will be fun day.
Yes.
So now go on.
I was going to say to you, now next week is still very interesting.
I was going to say, I was looking at the National Weather Service forecast. Yeah. It came out three different times. I looked at it a little after noon, and then, of course, after 7 o'clock last night and this morning. And it changed a lot next week. From each forecast changed significantly.
Yeah, there's no doubt about it. And let me tell you, first things first, with this storm coming in Thursday night into Friday, this was the storm, folks, that the computer models were not even mentioning on Monday. Snow. Adirondacks, through the Green and White Mountains, into parts of Maine, Thursday night into Friday, about 6 to 10 inches there. Right. So they're the people, I think, that are relying for it. And then, of course, it becomes a powerhouse and really, really brings down a lot of wind and cold air for Friday night and Saturday. Then we play meteorological roulette again next week. On Monday, we will be watching an Arctic cold front. This Arctic cold front will be stretching east to west across southern Canada, and it's coming south. As it comes south, it's going to be mild enough Monday for us to get rain. As the front goes through Monday night, rain's going to change to sleet and snow for a short time, which means things could be a little bit on the crusty side Tuesday morning. Then the biggest question, so that's not so much of a question. The biggest question is, what happens to a low that comes ashore on the West Coast and moves across the country? The computer models are thinking that this cold Arctic air coming in Monday night and Tuesday will take the storm and suppress it far south and move it off the Georgia coast. I say there's a 2 in 5 chance that the storm moves off the Virginia coast. And if it does, Tuesday to Wednesday, there could be snow here. Or on Tuesday. I'm just not sure of the timing. So it's definitely a 1-2 punch early next week. If it's just one punch, that would be Monday night. If it's both punches, it's Monday night into Tuesday. And we will be watching that for you. I told you this wasn't going to be easy. I knew that, you know, just because spring was here, that, you know, a lot of people think, oh, spring will be here tonight, so tomorrow we'll press a button. The flowers bloom, the trees bloom, the grass comes up, the birds, butterflies all return, and everybody lives happily ever after. It doesn't work that way.
Well,
it doesn't work that way.
I was sitting here, even though we've gotten in between 40 and 50 inches of snow, which is right around what we snow, which is fairly close to our normal, which is around 50-some inches. We haven't had that one big, big storm. And you always get at least one big storm.
Right.
It happens. I've got pictures of a winter where we had, I think it was 3 years ago, we only had about 20 inches, 25 inches of snow all winter. And the last storm gave us 30 inches of snow.
Right, bringing us up to normal.
Yeah, but and that brought us up to normal. We're at normal now. But still, we're at normal with these storms that everything. It was always we only had one or two all snow events, and they were only 7 to 10 inches. The rest of them were all snow to sleet to freezing rain.
Right.
That's all winter long. All winter long.
Right. You are right. And you know, you kind of think you're sitting on a time bomb, but sometimes that doesn't work. This is the third week of March, and in my long range forecast, I said stormy with rounds of rain and or wintry mix. Not terrible, close.
No.
And then fourth week, I said warmer with rain, then heavy rain and thunderstorms for next week. So, obviously, I wasn't indicating anything too cold next week. We'll see what happens. What did I say for the first day? First day is spring. I said the first day is spring wintry. And that's not the case.
No, it's going to be.
I mean, that's tomorrow is the first day of spring. It's not really going to be wintry at all. It's going to be rainy. I kind of thought that there would be some mixed precipitation again. So hopefully the summer forecast will be a lot better. I mean, the spring forecast. You have the spring forecast. Sorry, right. I gave it to you. We did that.
You got a stink bug walking on the wall here.
Oh, so soon?
I just see it right now.
Won't the cats go after that?
Well, they can't see it.
They can't see.
And I'm not going to kill it because if you could kill it, it...
No, it stinks.
It stinks. So yeah. I'll let him walk up the wall. I don't care. As long as he's not a bee, I don't care.
Or you haven't seen now. Your video cameras may start picking up some bear sightings, huh?
Yeah, very, very. The bears are already out up here. They've been out for almost 3 weeks.
Wow, that's early for them.
Well, they've been out foraging, and the weather has, you know, it's and one person, the bear was. I'll tell you what, it didn't lose much weight over the course of winter. Big bear, 400 pounder easy, and to start the season at 400 pounds is that bear is going to be 600 pounds by the time the summer's over. Yeah. So that's it. So we've got a cold rain then we turn into some mild weather, and then possibly a big possibly a snowstorm next week.
It's a possibility. Yeah. I don't know. Again, I don't think it's a great possibility. I only gave you 2 out of 5, but we shall see, and I'll be watching that. The interesting thing about bears and hibernating, now, they go to sleep all winter long. They don't need any food.
Yeah.
They don't need any water. And then they wake up in the spring, but yet they still sleep during the spring and summer, do they not?
Yeah. But they just put their body into hibernation mode, and they get along that way. So.
That's interesting. Is that the only animal that does that, do you know?
No, I think it's senators and congress people are like that.
Good answer.
I'm sure there's other animals that do the same thing, that protect themselves at different seasons, but the bears are the ones we're familiar with that do that. But like I said, they were out early this year. They hung around late, and they're out early this year. So it's another bear season. My cameras should be firing up instead of picking up coyote and rabbits and cats of the neighborhood. The bears should return to the screen and make things exciting. But I'll know because my dogs, they can smell them. They'll be sleeping, and a bear will walk by that house, and they'll smell it, and they'll go crazy. It's amazing.
Wow.
Yeah. So it's not that far off, Pat. All right, I guess we've done it here.
We've done it for now, and a lot of unanswered questions, folks, but hopefully we'll answer those as we go through the rest of the week.
That's it. All right, Pat, I'll speak to you tomorrow.
You take care, Marshall.
Bye-bye. Pat Pagano this morning in the Weather Center with the check on our tri-state forecast here on Robin Hood Radio.